Tantor Audio presents Living Low Carb, Controlled Carbohydrate Eating for Long-Term Weight Loss by Johnny Bowden, Ph.D., CNS. Narrated by Patrick Lawler. The low-fat, high-carbohydrate diet promulgated vigorously by the National Cholesterol Education Program, National Institutes of Health, and American Heart Association since the Lipid Research Clinic's Primary Prevention Program in 1984, and earlier by the U.S. Department of Agriculture Food Pyramid, may well have played an unintended role in the current epidemics of obesity, lipid abnormalities, type 2 diabetes, and metabolic syndromes. This diet can no longer be defended by appeal to the authority of prestigious medical organizations or by rejecting clinical experience and a growing medical literature suggesting that the much maligned low-carbohydrate, high-protein diet may have a salutary effect on the epidemics in question. S.L. Weinberg, The Diet Heart Hypothesis, A Critique, Journal of the American College of Cardiology. Never underestimate the convictions of the conventional, particularly in medicine. William Davis, M.D. Foreword. There are three things in life that induce powerful visceral responses: religion, politics, and nutrition. Each is based on assumptions, and the adherents of each want to believe in their hearts that they are right. And, of course, they refuse to be confused by the facts. In the world of nutrition, nothing has generated as much heartburn as lower carbohydrate diets. To the nutrition establishment, they are the equivalent of devil worship. To the medical